Great to have your company. 1-300-736-736 is the number. Just going to talk a couple of sports that are probably situations where they're not just sports for people, but they're social hubs for people. So you're not just missing your sport by having no opportunity to go and compete in your sport or hang around and do your sport, but it's a social opportunity. And bowls is one of those. And Neil Dalrymple has been good enough to join me, Bowls Australia CEO, for a couple of minutes. And jump on the line if you're a bowls enthusiast and you're missing your time. 1-300-736-736. By the way, season 5 of the Bowls Show returns Sunday 11 a.m. on Bowls' new free-to-air broadcast home, 7.2 and 7+, and on Fox Sports and KO from Tuesday at 5 p.m, hosted by our own Jack Heverin with former international bowler of the year, Matthew Flapper. Great to have Neil Dalrymple on the program. Neil, welcome to the program. Thanks for your time.
No worries, Dwayne. Thanks for having me.
How much activity is happening as it stands right now? You're the Bowls Australia CEO, and different states have different rules in place at the moment. So Victoria and the rest of the world, if you like, the rest of our world.
That's right. It is a bit confusing for some of the bowls clubs, but our advice is not to play, not to go down to the bowls club, unfortunately. But yeah, as you say, people are missing the sport, no doubt, from the social interaction, also the exercise side of things. But look, I think we're following the national guidelines and really just battening down for the time being.
Yeah, my grandmother used to go to church every Sunday, and I don't really think she was actually religious. She just went for, she loved the social, she loved meeting friends, especially part of her community, the German community. This must be really hard for the elderly who love their interaction at the bowls club.
Absolutely, Dwayne. Look, I mean, we've got a strong participation demographic of over 60, there's no doubt about it. But I mean, fortunately, there's a lot of younger people playing the sport now as well, so which is fantastic. But no, the social interaction of the sport is one of the real highlights, and getting out on a day like this in Melbourne, what a great day for bowls it would be.
Are there parts of Australia that are still allowing bowls to take place, but in, you know, small pairs or something like that, or is it shut down Australia-wide?
Look, it's most of it shut down. There might be a few small pockets, but no. I think, look, most people, because of our demographic too, Dwayne, and the impact on older people, I think they're heeding the advice and are staying home. But I'm sure, looking on social media, people are really just busting to get down to their bowls club. So I suppose when it's all over, we hope that bowls will just relaunch itself and will be, again, a really strong social hub for the sport.
And what about really small Australian towns that are isolated themselves, that haven't had any cases and haven't had any deaths and no coronavirus cases whatsoever? They're also in shutdown, and yet they're, probably looking at their own little environment and saying, well, why can't I go down the road?
And you can understand their frustration. And I suppose, for the sport, there's a social interaction, but there's certainly a business imperative as well, which, a lot of the clubs are the social hubs in their community, and they're places, they're like the local pub almost in a lot of small country towns. So they're going to be doing it tough too. So, some clubs have been able to adapt and, follow the takeaway advice. So they've still got takeaway food, takeaway drinks and coffee, et cetera. So they're just hanging on.
And have you been contacted by bowls clubs to, ask for updates or the elderly? And, I've got some in my family, obviously, that are simply quite happy to stay at home and do the right thing right now. But, are they asking you about, what they're allowed to do?
Yes, no, very much, Dwayne. And, again, it's just giving them that advice. And I suppose as a community, we're trying to do the right thing. But, as the whole community and the bowls fraternity is such a strong one. We've got 1,832 clubs, Dwayne, across the country. There's up to nearly 700,000 people get out and have a bowl every year. So it's not an insignificant number, and I mean, we're all doing it hard at the moment.
And I hope you'll be watching the bowl show. No doubt it's good to have the bowl show back.
Yeah, fantastic, Dwayne. Look, it'll be a great show first.
I think I've just lost you there, Neil, but I really appreciate you joining me. Neil Dalrymple, Bowls Australia CEO, having a chat. 1-300-736-736. There's a few things that are still happening. We're told that we're not allowed to surf as well, but I'm sure there's going to be some people out surfing across the Easter weekend, and it's going to be interesting to see the way that police handle it as well. The surfers are, you know, a fraternity of their own that believe if you can do yoga in the park on your own, you should be able to surf on your own or with one other. It's going to be interesting to see what the fine's going to be. Give me a call if you're a surfer out there right now and you live close to the coast and it's only a hop, skip and a jump from where you live and you're not allowed to take your board out this weekend. 1300 736 736 is the number. Macca's recognises that those in the healthcare system are working tirelessly to look after each of us and our loved ones at the moment. And to say thanks, Macca's are shouting any healthcare workers a free small McCafe hot drink or medium soft drink until the 17th of May. A few more of your calls after the break, in about 15 minutes from now, Doug Walters to have a chat.